Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Swing and a ground ball hit to second. Should be two. To second, one on to first. Double play. Bryce Harper grounds into the game-ending double play. He goes 0 for 14 in the series against the Yankees, who sweep the Phillies, their first three-game series sweep of the season, and the Phillies have their first four-game losing skid all year as the Yankees hang on for a 6-5 win.
This is a joke, quite frankly, to quote Scott Fransky. This is not Joe Giglio either, as you may have guessed. Joe is still taking the polygraph.
Yeah, we got lie detector day.
In about 5 minutes, we expect for Joe Giglio. So get used to me warming up the chair for him a little bit. Good morning, everybody. As you just heard, Bryce Harper grounded into a double play to end the game for the Phils there last night. A sweep by the New York Yankees. Good morning, Hugh Douglas.
Good morning, Kyle. Good morning, Philadelphia. I know nobody's feeling good this morning, but I just want to share something with you this morning. Diet soda. If you're drinking diet soda, you're lying to yourself.
Really? Yeah, no. Why is that? Thing.
It's like, because it's still sugary. It's like, you know, people drink diet soda trying not to drink the sugary soda, you know, trying to save a few calories. You're lying to yourself.
I feel like
want to put that out there.
The diet word is sort of like putting on a brave face for
yeah,
the soda.
I mean,
soda.
It's still no good. Every morning I come in now, because that's my vice, because I'm trying to eat healthy, but there's one vice that I have to have, mm-hmm. So it's my soda. And a lot of times I come in and the soda, like the regular sugar soda, is gone. And it's like we have like 18 rolls of diet soda. And I'm like, dude, whomever's stocking the vending machine here at the job, man, stop stocking all them damn diet sodas, dog. Like, stop that. I want the soda with the sugar in it. Like, you got like 18 rolls of diet Mountain Dew and six rolls of Mountain Dew Zero. Leave that wherever you leave. Leave that where it's at.
You know what my advice is, Hugh?
What's that?
Suffering through this Phillies team every night for the past few months as Joe Giglio finally takes a seat into the studio. Good morning, Joe. Why don't you take it away, buddy?
Good morning. Well, and that's no lie, because we're suffering right now. Listen, everybody. You know what I just did for the past 20 minutes, you? I'm in a rotten mood right now. I was hooked up to a polygraph, which was fun, but I was hooked up to a polygraph. Here's no lie, Hugh Douglas. The Phillies stink right now. They have stunk for the better part of the month of July, and Hugh Douglas yesterday was almost as frustrating as any of the other games this past month because they had another opportunity to win yesterday. But you know what's becoming clearer, Hugh, as we go through this month?
What's that, Joe?
Well, one of the biggest reasons they're not winning right now is because Bryce Harper has gone into one of the worst funks we've ever seen him in. I mean, this is remarkable how bad he has been, I would say, for the past, certainly the past two series, Cleveland and then the Yankees. I mean, he was just bad. And yesterday, Hugh, those moments kept finding him. You know, we talked about it with Rojas earlier in the season. The moment will find you.
Yes.
The moment it keeps finding Bryce. Obviously, he's hitting third in the order. But yesterday, twice he gets up in big moments and twice nothing. And it's been nothing for back-to-back series, nothing for really the better part of, you look at his numbers since the end of June. I know he had the little IL stint, but he's hitting well under 200. This has been an extended stretch where Bryce Harper is hurting this baseball team.
And he's clearly frustrated about it. Like, that's the thing about it. Bryce is clearly frustrated. You can see it on his face. You can see it in his body language. So, yeah, I hear what you're saying.
Well, and I'm frustrated with him. 215-592-9494. All right, I'm curious where everyone's at today. Number one on the Phillies, as they get swept yesterday, the lead in the NL East is down to 6.5, which is not, it's not small, but it's certainly not what it was, you know, a few weeks ago where it was at 9 or 10. So we're at 6.5 there. They no longer have the best record in baseball. And we're sitting here with a team that just can't find its way out of this thing. Look, I liked the fight yesterday, Hugh. I'm happy about that.
The last two days. Yeah.
They had some fight here. But I'm frustrated, and I'm actually annoyed at this slump by Bryce Harper because they need him. He's their best player. You know, a few weeks ago, Ohtani came in here. I was doing the whole Bryce or Ohtani, who's the MVP. I mean, it's not even a close race right now. Ohtani's running away with this thing. Bryce has lost ground there, and he's not playing up to his potential. And Hugh, what's annoying me about it is it feels like he's wearing this. It feels like he's putting too much pressure on himself, and he's just not playing like we know he can.
Yeah, I believe that. I believe that. You talk about his at-bats. You talk about the frustration that is clearly on his face right now. Yeah, there's a lot going on with Bryce Harper, man. But it's one of those things where this is the valley that we're in right now. And it's just unfortunate. It's tough that, you know, it's been going on for weeks. I still believe in this baseball team. Yesterday, I said that. I'm still unwavering, even though, you know, yesterday was one of those days where it was still, you know, you saw the fight in them, but they just couldn't finish the job. But I still believe in this baseball.
Well, I do too. Big picture. 215-592-9494. We got a lot going on here today. I mean, I was literally on a polygraph for the last half hour. It's polygraph day. It's the truth day here at WIP. I was hooked up to a polygraph for the last half hour, asked a ton of questions. We're gonna get my results. Hugh's gonna go on the polygraph coming up in about an hour. We'll figure out if he's a truth teller or not, or if he's a liar. We're gonna have a lot of fun with this today. Elliot will join the show later. We'll get to a lot over the course of the show. 215-592-9494. We start with the Phillies, who lose again yesterday. And the slide, I mean, they have the worst record in the National League since the All-Star break. It's not, you know, it's not just a little while here. Since the Dodgers series, they continue to play poor baseball. And I'm annoyed with Bryce Harper. He's got to be better. He's got to be the leader. All right, so Hugh, officially, and this is not lie detector stuff, this is just regular old WIP stuff. Officially, are you annoyed at Bryce, or are you giving him a pass, Hugh Douglas?
I'm not annoyed at Bryce, man.
You're giving him a pass.
See, wait a minute. May I please be allowed to finish? I think Bryce is a phenomenal player, and Bryce has had some defining moments since he's been a Philly. And I just feel like right now, for whatever reason, Bryce is struggling a little bit, and he's frustrated. He just needs to find his way out of this. I still believe in Bryce. I'm giving Bryce a pass.
Oh, boy. We're giving Bryce Harper a pass. Here we go. 215.
I mean, he has to play better. I'm not about to sit up here and kill Bryce for trying to. Like, there's been a lot of moments. Let me just say this. And then you can kill him all you want, because okay. I know you're about to kill him. Bryce has had a lot of moments that have found him that have put him in Philly's lore already. Like, phenomenal moments. He's having a downtime. This is probably the lowest point that Bryce has had since he's been a Philly.
I would think so. Early in his first year, but this is way back now here, 2019, he had a really bad stretch similar to this. But that one was, they were like a 500 team. There was the expectations. It's different now.
Yeah, and to your point, I think the expectations are so high. I think Bryce is pressing a little bit. but I'm willing to give him a pass. But he has to play better. Yeah. He has to be the catalyst to get this thing going again.
He does. And I don't think it's killing him by saying I'm annoyed. I mean, he just went hitless for the Yankees series. Countless moments came to him. I mean, he's up in the biggest moment. He doesn't produce. The body language stuff I heard the morning show talking about, it's been up and down. He's obviously frustrated right now. And the reality is this. If Jalen Hurts, right, because Bryce Harper is the Phillies' Jalen Hurts, right? He's their best player. He's the most important player. If Jalen Hurts has a game where he has 10 straight incompletions, I don't think it's crazy for people to call WIP the next day and say, I'm annoyed at Hurts. He stunk yesterday.
Yeah.
Bryce stunk in this series. Bryce has stunk since the All-Star break, and it's coinciding with the toughest moment of the Philly season. 215-592-9494. All right, Kyle. I know you started off for me as I was finishing on the polygraph. Now we've switched back to our regular seats. Where are you on Bryce? You give him a pass, or are you annoyed as well?
Yeah, I'm not going to give him a pass. I'm very annoyed. Honestly, I'm more annoyed with Bryce than I am like the entire team. After that series, I think I came away with it with more positive takeaways or like encouraging takeaways than I did. Like, oh, this team's screwed. They're doomed. They're never going to win anything. But the Bryce thing, like, that has to stop. The bad play, for one, which I do believe it will, but I can't do the whole like robotic, mopey attitude after the game, the bad body language on the field. Like, these guys on the team clearly take their cues from Bryce Harper. And when he's not going, none of the other guys are going. I don't think it's a coincidence that when he stopped playing well, basically the entire offense stopped playing well. And it's not like he's not the only one that's stinking right now. Everybody's stinking, but I think it starts with Bryce Harper. And I need to see a change in his attitude and a change in his play. Like, I guess not tonight, but tomorrow.
Yeah, now. I mean, look, yesterday, you know, we had Bryce Harper swing at the first pitch in the ninth inning. First pitch in the ninth inning of the game. Like, that's, you have a closer out there who blew the save the night before. He's blown five saves in the last couple weeks. I mean, get him in trouble. And then obviously the night before, hits the ball hard. It goes off the first baseman's glove. And it felt like coming out of the box, Bryce kind of watched it. And then he started going, I'm annoyed at Bryce. 215-592-9494. Hughes, give him a pass. Where are you guys? All right, along with all this today. And we have a prize. We kind of set it up in the second segment. But you know what's coming up here, Hugh, at some point in our second segment
what
today?
What we got?
Well, we got my test results. So I was just on the polygraph. With, you know, we have here with us the Philadelphia Police, and they're hiring coming up through September 30th through October 27th. That we have the polygraph guys here today with us.
Quick tease.
Yes.
I heard you lied.
Woo!
No, wow. They got his results back already?
We got a lie? Do we know what question it is?
I am not sure what question it is, but okay. We want at least one of them I've heard.
Is a lie? All right. Well, that's a good tease. We'll find out which one. I may have told a fib on. All right. We will get to all that coming up. But we have a prize to give away today. And usually we do that in our second segment. But let's throw this in the first segment, Hugh. So we have a 4-pack of tickets to the Fanatics Fest up in New York City at the Javits Center, August 16th to the 18th. Look, it's got Tom Brady there. I mean, some of the best athletes of maybe all time are going to be there. And interactive sports challenges like the 40-yard dash, fanaticsfest.com, including Tom Brady at this thing, coming up in a few weeks. We have a 4-pack of tickets, but Hugh, here's how we're going to give those away today, all right? When everyone calls in and we talk about this Phillies team and the struggles right now, and are you annoyed at Bryce Harper, or you just give him a pass like a lot of people want to do, you got to tell us the best lie you ever told. And listen, on polygraph day, I think we can all be honest with this. We've all told a lie before, right? Like, it's part of life. Everyone at some point tells a lie, and we've all told one. You know what? I'll start us off, okay? And break the ice a little bit here.
Mm-hmm.
When I was in college, Hugh, I took a computer. I think it was like a coding class. I forget whatever, the programming class, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I've always been able to like be okay with technology, like get by, but it's never been like the best thing for me. I've never been great at it. So I did so poorly on a test once. I mean, so poorly that the teacher pulled me aside and she thought, Hugh, that something had went wrong with the test. Like the system had gone wrong.
Because, yeah, because you were never that bad.
Because I don't know if I got a single question correct. Mm-hmm. I think I got everyone wrong. And my lie was letting her believe this. I knew deep down I had gotten everything wrong. It was not anything with the test. It was all me. That's probably the best lie I ever told.
That's not really a lie, though.
Well, but I misled intentionally.
Well, you didn't clarify.
I did not.
No, but that's not really a lie because she believed in you. Like, you can't stop her from believing in you.
I could have said, though, no.
No,
that was me. I know I got everything wrong.
And I don't think nothing was wrong with what you did. I mean, she believed in you. She believed in your talent. You just didn't have it.
Yeah, but no, that's no integrity. Not a lie. No
what
integrity.
No, I mean, it took me 20 years to admit this. I mean,
he let them lie for him.
Yeah.
No, she believed, like, listen to what's being said. She believed in Joe, and she believed that Joe was better than what his test
and
results were.
And I wasn't.
Were.
The truth set me free 20 years later. I'm sorry.
He just didn't clarify.
All right, Hugh, give us a good lie you've told in the past.
I don't tell lies.
Well, we're going to find out today.
I think that was a lie right there.
Yeah, my wife would disagree with that. My ex-wife would probably disagree with that. But listen, like, I was thinking about this. And the only thing that I can come up with is, man, I didn't tell so many lies in my day. I can't even think about which one that I told was like the most egregious.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here, and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Because I've told a lot of
A lot of lies.
Yeah, I've told a lot of lies.
Kyle, you got a good lie?
I got it. It literally might have just happened like 15 minutes ago. They were like, hey, would you be ready to go in there and start the show? Joe Gillio.
And you said
yes. I was like, yeah, I'm ready. I was scared to death.
Listen, he did a great job, though, because he came in focused. Because I thought that I was going to have to do it. And I was like, oh, you know what? This will just be a segment.
We'll just do a Daily Douglas for 10 minutes.
Yeah, just like Joe Gissi. You know me. I'm like, hey, we just wing it. But then Kyle came in here, and I was like, hey, all right. He did a great job.
Sometimes you got to lie to yourself to get yourself through the day.
You fake it till you make it, man.
Fake it till you make it.
I think a lot of us have experienced that at some point. 215-592-949. Let's go to the phone lines here. Bryce Harper, are you annoyed? The struggles have been immense for about a month. The team is struggling right now. Yesterday, he comes up in two big spots, doesn't deliver. Look, it's okay to say he's a great player. He's not playing well right now. If Jalen Hurts or Joel Embiid stink it up in big games, and these were big games this week, WIP reacts to it. Bryce Harper stunk it up in the biggest game so far, and I'm annoyed. I'm like, it's not throwing him out. He's a great player. He's gonna take big at-bats for the Phillies the next few months into the playoffs. But right now, I need Bryce Harper to be better. Jay in Wilmington is up. Hey, Jay.
Jay.
What's up, fellas? What the business is?
Hey, Jay. What's up, pal?
Hey, listen, let me get my, because I got a Phillies chant for you that I've been working on here, and it's starting to take wind here, but we'll get to that. Let me give you my quick lie. It's not you, it's me.
That's a good one. That's a classic.
I use it many times. Listen, man, I've been watching. I've been listening. It's five series. They were on fire in the beginning of the year. They're on a slump. Let's not forget who this team is. Let's not forget who this lineup is. Let's not forget that baseball has averages for a reason, right? This team is going to go out west, new series starting tomorrow. We're going to get back on track, and I'm telling you, I'm going to call every single show in October to say, I told you so, where we're in the NLCS. This team is built for greatness, and it's okay. I'd rather have the slump now than later, right? Bryce is coming off of an injury. They're all mentally not in it. It's not just him. It's across the board, from the bullpen to starting pitching to your everyday position players to Topper making horrible decisions. It's not the end of the world. The Yankees were in a horrible slump. It looks like they're starting to come out of it.
Yeah, they were. So was Baltimore. I mean, you're right. This does happen. I mean, even if you go back to the 2011 Phillies, who won 102 games, they had a 4-9. I mean, you're right about that. These kind of stretches do happen. And Jay, I agree with that. And I'm not burying the team. I don't think it's over. Jay, I dropped Jay before his lie. But no, he said it. It's not you, but me. It's not the end of the season. It's not the end of the world. But the bottom line is this, and he mentioned you, and I think this is interesting, because this happened last year too. He mentioned Bryce had an injury, right? Remember he went on the IL right around the All-Star break, and then he came back for the Dodgers series, right? And then he got to play in the All-Star game and all that. You know, he didn't want to do a rehab assignment. Am I allowed to say that he gets hurt, he doesn't want to do a rehab assignment, right back to the lineup, and then he doesn't hit? Like, that's... If you're not going to do a rehab assignment, you got to come back and hit. You can't just like take 3 weeks to get your timing back because you know you got hurt. The whole thing out right now is frustrating with the Phillies. 215-592-9494. All right, your calls in the Phillies coming up. Are you annoyed with Bryce Harper, or are you choosing to give him a pass for this slump? Plus, the best lie you've ever told for a prize. We've all told one before. What's the best one you ever told? The best one we hear today will win a 4-pack of tickets to the Fanatics Fest up in New York on August 16th to the 18th at the Javits Center. Tom Brady's going to be there. Peyton Manning's going to be there. It's a really cool event. FanaticsFest.com for details. All right, we come back. Polygraphs all show my results next. Apparently, I lied to the polygraph? That's what I'm being told here. We'll find out. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 90.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.